理课堂听 class.com
Abraham. A man called Abraham, who was a descendant of Noah's son Shem, lived in a big city with plenty of food and water for everyone. Abraham and his wife Sarah liked the many comforts there. They worked alongside their neighbors, but they did not worship with them. Abraham believed in God. He did not go to the temples to worship idols like the others did. God spoke to Abraham one day. God told him to leave the city for a new land with his wife Sarah. "This land is called Canaan," God said. "I will bless you and give you this country, and it will belong to you and your offspring forever." Abraham trusted God. He knew the trip would be long and hard. They would have to leave most of their possessions behind in order to make the journey. But Abraham gathered together what they could pack on the donkeys and set out for Canaan. He trusted God. Abraham, Sarah, Lot, his nephew, and their many servants traveled very far to reach the land of Canaan. Once they reached it, Abraham and Lot began to let their many cattle and sheep graze on the green fields. Soon, their herds were so big that the servants who cared for the animals began to argue with one another over the water supply in the well. "This is a very big country," Abraham said to Lot one day. "We should divide our flocks and use separate areas so there will be plenty of water and land for us both." God had given Canaan to Abraham so he could have taken first choice and picked the best place to settle. But Abraham was not selfish. He let Lot choose first. Lot was not generous like Abraham. He picked the best land down near the River Jordan. Abraham said goodbye to Lot and walked off in the opposite direction. Abraham thanked God and praised him for bringing them to the promised land. Soon after Lot settled in the city of Sodom near the Jordan River, a war broke out. Lot was taken prisoner along with some other people of the city. Abraham heard about Lot's troubles and hurried to his rescue. The chiefs of Sodom thanked Abraham and offered him a reward. Abraham did not want their riches. He wanted something that was much more important. Sarah and Abraham had never been able to have any children. Now Abraham was afraid they were too old. That night, God called to Abraham to come out of his tent. "Look at the stars in the sky," God told Abraham. "I promise that you will one day have as many offspring as there are stars." God told Abraham that he and Sarah would soon have a son. Even though it didn't seem possible, Abraham had faith that God would keep his promise. Many years went by after God made the promise to Abraham, and still no child had been born. Sarah had a servant girl named Hagar, so she gave Hagar to her husband. In those days, a wife could give her servant to her husband as a second wife. If Abraham and Hagar had a child, it would become Abraham's heir. Abraham went along with the plan to please Sarah, but when Hagar did become pregnant with a child, she was so proud that Sarah did not want to be around her anymore. Sarah was mean to Hagar, and Hagar finally had to run away. It was not God's plan for Hagar to have Abraham's baby. The promise was that Abraham and Sarah would have a child of their own. Still, God took pity on Hagar. "Go back to your mistress, Hagar," God said. "I will keep you safe." Hagar listened to God and did what he told her. Soon she gave birth to a son and named him Ishmael. God spoke to Abraham again after Ishmael was born. He reminded him of the covenant, the special agreement that he and Abraham had. "I will bless your child," God told Abraham. Abraham thought God meant his child Ishmael. But God told him again that Sarah would have their baby, a boy they would name Isaac. As he sat at the door of his tent one day, Abraham saw three men walking toward him. Abraham welcomed the men and invited them to stay for dinner. The men agreed, for they were very tired and hungry. They all sat down to a meal of fresh-baked bread and tender meat. One of the men said to Abraham, "By next year, Sarah will have the son you have been promised." Abraham was shocked. How could the visitor know such things? Sarah heard the man also. She thought he was making a joke and laughed to herself. "Why did Sarah laugh?" asked the man. "The Lord can do anything, even the impossible."
"I didn't laugh,"
said Sarah. She was afraid. Abraham suddenly understood what was happening. The man who spoke was really God himself. He only disguised himself as a man so he could come to Abraham and tell him that the promise would come true very soon. Sodom is destroyed. Soon it was time for the visitors to go on their way to the city of Sodom. Abraham walked with them to start them on their way. God began to tell Abraham what he was planning to do. "The people of Sodom and Gomorrah are very bad people," God said. "They have turned away from me, and I am going to destroy the cities." Abraham was worried because Lot and his family still lived in Sodom. But God had sent his angels ahead to warn Lot and his family. The angels found Lot at the city gates. They told him that God was planning to destroy the city and he must get out quickly. Lot went home to tell his family. His wife and daughters began packing their things. But they were taking their time. The angels grabbed their arms and hurried them onto the road.
"Run! Run and don't look back!" cried the angels.
Lot and his family ran toward the hills. They tried to keep their eyes on the road ahead of them. Suddenly, Lot's wife could stand it no longer. She turned around to look at Sodom. And when she did, she became a pillar of salt. Lot and his daughters kept on running. The sky behind them was turning red. As the sun began to rise over Sodom, God sent fire down on the city. Everything in Sodom and Gomorrah was set ablaze and destroyed. The whole sky looked as if it were on fire. Lot was thankful that he had obeyed God. He took his daughters up into the mountains to live in a cave where they would be safe. Abraham saw the smoke and fire from his tent, and he knew that God had carried out his plan. He was very sad on that day. God had not turned his back on him, though. Abraham would soon have a son, and later he would have many grandchildren and great-grandchildren who would come to be known as the Jews. They would live in God's promised land called Israel. The birth of Isaac. Almost a year later, Sarah gave birth to her promised son. Abraham named the boy Isaac just as God had told him to. He understood why God had chosen that name. Isaac means laughter. And when the baby was born, there was much laughter and joy in Abraham's house. Sarah loved her son very much and was very protective of him. When he was a little older, Isaac liked playing outside. Ishmael, Isaac's half-brother, was much older than him. He liked to play rougher games than little Isaac. One day, Ishmael began to tease Isaac. Sarah saw what happened and was angry. She went to tell Abraham. Sarah insisted that Ishmael and his mother Hagar be sent away. That bothered Abraham because Ishmael was also his son. He didn't want him to go away. "Don't worry about your son, Ishmael," God said to Abraham. "I will care for him and his mother. Ishmael will grow to lead a great nation of his own." So Abraham agreed with Sarah's plan. God's plan for Ishmael. Abraham had given Hagar and Ishmael some food and water for their trip. They walked for many miles, and soon their supplies ran out. There was nothing but sand all around them. They became very thirsty and weak. Hagar left her son lying beside a bush. She walked a little farther and sat down with her back to her son, weeping loudly. "Don't be afraid," God said to her. "Go and comfort your son." Then God opened her eyes and she saw a well. She went and brought water from it to Ishmael. Soon they were both strong enough to go on. Ishmael and Hagar made their home in a place called Paran. It was close to the country of Egypt. When Ishmael grew up, he married an Egyptian girl, and they had many heirs. As God had promised, the children of Ishmael later formed a mighty nation and called themselves Arabs. Throughout all of history, the Arabs and Isaac's people, the Jews, have fought with one another just like Ishmael and Isaac did as children. A test of faith. Abraham and Sarah rejoiced in their son Isaac. Their love for him grew more and more each day. Abraham was very thankful to God. God knew that Abraham was a faithful person. Still, there was one more test to show Abraham that God was different from any other gods. God asked Abraham to bring Isaac to a nearby mountain and offer him as a sacrifice. Abraham was very troubled. Yet, he had always trusted in God before. He believed in God's plan for Isaac, so the next morning he took the boy to the mountain as God had asked. Isaac helped his father lay the stones for the altar. When it was done, Isaac asked, "Where was the lamb for the sacrifice?" Abraham answered, "The Lord will provide that." Then he lifted Isaac onto the altar and took out a knife. Abraham lifted the knife in the air. Just then, he heard God calling to him. "Don't hurt your son, Abraham," God said. "You have proved that you truly believe in me by your faith." Abraham lifted his son from the altar. In the nearby bush, he spotted a ram. Abraham killed it and laid it on the altar to be burned as an offering to God, to thank him for sparing Isaac.